AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama has told federal agencies to ban the box, eliminate the box on job application forms that ask a job seeker has a criminal record.
The federal government, I believe, should not use criminal history to screen out applicants before we even look at their qualifications. We can't dismiss people out of hand simply because of a mistake that they made in the past.
During a visit to Newark, New Jersey, Obama has called on Congress to pass a bill that would require other employers to do the same thing.
It is relevant to find out whether somebody has a criminal record. We're not suggesting ignore it. What we are suggesting is, when it comes to the application, give folks a chance to get through the door.
Obama says his efforts today are part of a broader effort to reform the criminal justice system. A number of theories, some contradictory, have emerged as to what caused a Russian airliner to crash in Egypt, killing all 224 people on board. An Islamic State-linked group says it shot down the plane. Many experts say, well, that is possible. It's not likely. London-based aviation expert Anil Padra says a check of the plane's radar path shows
the aircraft's speed slows down considerably and that the altitude increases slightly just before it disappears off the radar screens. And that gives us an indication that possibly the aircraft stalled.
Those involved in the investigation say they won't know what happened for sure until they analyze the flight data and voice recorders as well as parts from the plane. A law enforcement official is identifying the man who killed three people during a rampage through the streets of Colorado Springs, Colorado, on Saturday. Witnesses say Noah Harpum calmly walked down the street, rifle in one hand, revolver in the other. First, he stepped out of his home and killed a bicyclist. Then he walked less than a mile before fatally shooting two women who were on a front porch. He was later killed in a gun battle with police. This is AP Radio News. The EPA says Volkswagen cheated a second time on emissions tests by programming about 10,000 cars with 3-liter V6 diesel engines to emit fewer pollutants during tests than in real-world driving. Regulators say the software was installed on 6-cylinder diesel engines in several 2014 through 2016 VW, Porsche, and Audi models. A Spanish priest and an Italian laywoman who were on a financial reform commission set up by Pope Francis have been arrested by the Vatican in an investigation into yet another leak of confidential information and documents. Vatican spokesman Greg Burke says the priest and the woman let the Pope down.
People with the trust of Pope Francis have betrayed it. People that the Pope trusted in. That's hardly the way to help his mission.
While Francis has tried to modernize the Vatican, making its finances more transparent, the arrests show scandal and intrigue still swirl in the tiny city-state's bureaucracy. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.